I'd like to wish everybody a good evening and welcome to the 64th Annual National Radio Club Convention.
And with those words from Dave Schmidt, the National Radio Club Convention was underway. IDX Audio Service members, this is Fred Bobey in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company with the DX Audio Service for October 1997. If you'd like to write to us here at the studios, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is 419-228-4199, the fax number 419-221-1609. If you're a DX Audio Service member and wish to muse, our musings number is 419-224-1609. And if you're on the Internet and wish to send us email, our email address is w8hdu@wlio.com. And if you do accept email on the Internet, you might be interested to know about the DX Audio Service email reflector. If you'd like information about that, just send me a message at w8hdu@wlio.com, and I'll send you all the details about how to subscribe. Interesting convention we had in Newcastle, Delaware. I was there for practically the whole thing. Came in on Friday morning and didn't leave until Monday. It was a great convention. Got to meet a lot of DX Audio Service members. Dave Schmidt had a heck of a convention for us. A great dinner, banquet, I guess you'd call it. And, of course, there was the auction and a whole lot more. In fact, let's touch on some of the business meeting right now.
I'd like to present our general manager and the man who calls the shots, and that's very apparent by the shotgun he carries in his truck. Here's Mr. Ken Chatterton.
Well, it was real nice of Fred to say that I call the shots. So really, all I do is duck the shots. We have a couple of items this year. We have come out with a new book, Seasons of De-Expeditions. It's Mark Connolly, his De-Expeditions for the past year, and there are also a number listed that are from overseas. So there's some interesting information in there. I guess the club is still in good condition. We aren't going to guarantee anything until the post office guarantees us what they're going to do with the postage. But I don't foresee any changes. We will have the new AM log out the 1st of October. Next year's convention has already been set for San Antonio, Texas. Dale Hamm from the DX Audio Service will be the host next year. And I do have one presentation this year, the plaque as we have had for several years. This one goes to Ron Musco in appreciation of 20 years of dedicated service as membership officer to the National Radio Club. And since Ron isn't here, I'm going to mail it to him COD. Does anyone have any questions?
Do you happen to have any of the dark F7 issues here?
No, I don't.
Can we give you a check for one if we, while you're here?
I'll take a check for anything. Any other questions? Then I guess the business meeting is over. And
here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, our reference number is 410, and we start not with call letter changes, but with a call letter story. Last month, we carried the call application for KAWG from a supposedly new station on 1030 in Brantley, Minnesota. All this, of course, came directly from the FCC. So settle back now and enjoy this tale of how things can go very, very wrong in D.C. Many years ago, there was an application for a new station in Minnesota on 1030 kilohertz. This has long since been canceled, but the FCC has an annoying habit of failing to purge their database of old information. Now comes a construction permit for WLVN on 1080 in Brantley, Alabama, to move to 1030 kilohertz. But on the heels of the recent activity in Canandaigua, New York, they have also had their construction permit to change frequencies recharacterized, as the FCC calls it, to show it as a construction permit for a new station, and they will now operate stations on both 1080 and 1030. Meanwhile, back at the FCC, someone went to the database to assign a call to this newly created new station, and running across the old data for Minnesota promptly changed it to show Brantley, Minnesota, instead of Alabama. And, of course, that means they assigned it a K-call, another example of your tax dollars hard at work in Washington, D.C. So, anyway, scratch out the entire 1030 entry we told you about last month and change it to what we're going to tell you about this month. That should straighten everything else out. At least we hope so. Now, call letter changes, and a lot, as usual, on 570 WLLE, Raleigh, North Carolina, changing to WRDT. 620 KOTK, Portland, Oregon, becomes KEWS. 860 KZTW in Troutdale, Oregon, becomes KPAM. 940 WCSY, South Haven, Michigan, becomes WGMY. On 1000 WMLZ, that new station in Jupiter, Florida, that is not yet on the air, but we understand will be on very shortly. They'll change calls to WJBW. And on 1030, that new station in Brantley, Alabama, that's right, Brantley, Alabama, their call will be WAUL. On 1060, KUKQ in Tempe, Arizona becomes KDUS. Also 1060, KPAY in Chico, California becomes KNSN. That's part of a call swap. We'll get into that in just a little bit. 1150, KIIS, Los Angeles, California becomes KXTA. 1200, CFGO, Ottawa, Ontario changing to CJBZ. 1240, the new station in Seward, Alaska will be KFSH. Also 1240, KAWS, Hemp Hill, Texas, changing to KPBL. Here's that other half on 1270, KNSN, Chico, California, becoming KPAY. 1300, WQBK in Rensselaer, New York, becomes WTMM. 1340, new station in Rupert, Idaho, will be KETO. 1360 WRAH in Easley, South Carolina becomes WELP. 1370 KFJM, long-standing call at Grand Forks, North Dakota, a station that is presently silent. When they return to the air, they will be KUND. 1380 WINH in Winchester, Kentucky becomes WMJR. 1380 WRKG, Lorraine, Ohio changing to WDLW. 1390 WZHF, Arlington, Virginia becomes WDBI. Two changes on 1400 in Indio, California, KUNA becomes KESQ. And in Fort Pierce, Florida, WYFX changes to WIRA. 1410 KQAM, Wichita, Kansas, changing to KMYR. 1420 KRSR in Coos Bay, Oregon, becomes KMHS. Interesting story with this station we'll include in otherness. 1450 KFTW, Fredericktown, Missouri, becomes KYLS. 1460 WKRP, North Vernon, Indiana, becomes WNVI. On 1500, WKGA, Zion, Illinois, changing to WTAU. 1420, KMPL, Sykeston, Missouri, becomes KRHW. On 1540, KTNO, Fort Worth, Texas, becomes KPAD. And on 1600, WFOG in Chesapeake, Virginia, changing to WVBV. More applications from new stations. Second month in a row, we've had a lot of applications for new ones on 880 in Barstow, California for 250 day, 250 night U5 antenna. That's directional daytime only. Also on 880, Indio, California, 250, 250 and U1. That's a non-directional antenna day and night. On 890 in Arroyo Grande, California, 10,000 day, 1,000 night, a U4 antenna. That's separate patterns day and night. And on 890 in Sheridan, California, 5,000 day, 250 night, U4. On 1400 in Sparks, Nevada, 350 watts day and night with the U1 antenna. And KTNO in Denton, Texas has applied to build two synchronous transmitters, both of course on their frequency of 1440, one in Fort Worth, Texas, one in Dallas, Texas, and we have no power information shown on either of those applications. And one new station has been granted, as we covered once before. There will be a new station on 1030 in Brantley, Alabama, 5,000 watts daytime, 400 watts nighttime, a U2 antenna. That's directional nighttime only. Several applications of interest on 990 KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, would like to move their city of license to Farmerville, Texas. And on 1500 KVSN in Tumwater, Washington, would like to move their frequency to 1340 kilohertz. And if granted, there'll be 1,000 watts day and night, a non-directional U1 antenna. Several grants of interest on 740. Here comes another big Canadian clear channel frequency opening up. CBL Toronto moves to 99.1 FM and will surrender their AM license. Two other Canadian stations are moving and will consolidate as one FM station on 106.5. Those two stations leaving the AM dial are 1340 CFHC1 in Banff, Alberta, and CHFC in Canmore, Alberta. Also on 1470, CHOW in Welland, Ontario will be leaving AM. They're moving to 91.7. On 1560 KABI in Abilene, Kansas, they'll go full-time by adding 100 watts at night. Their antenna will be U1. And on 1600 WSNR in Hartford, Kentucky, has been granted a move of city of license. They will now be in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. Moving on to otherness on 540 KIEZ, Carmel Valley, California. This silent station has returned to the air. If you live in the Tidewater area, you may already know this. 670 WVNS in Claremont, Virginia. This brand new station is on the air. A news talk format, by the way. 860 KOSE, Osceola, Arkansas. Their construction permit to change their city of license to Wilson, Arkansas has now been completed. 910 KVVQ, Hesperia, California. This silent station has returned to the air. 960 KCLL, Lompoc, California. The license is canceled, the call deleted. 980 WRNE in Gulf Breeze, Florida. The surprise cancellation of this station's license we discussed last month has been called off by the FCC. They discovered their obvious mistake. The station is continuing to operate, and things are all back to normal in Gulf Breeze. 1010 KSYG in Little Rock, Arkansas. License canceled, call deleted. 1010 WCNU, Crestview, Florida. License canceled, call deleted. On 1030 WWGB in Indian Head, Maryland, in suburban D.C., this station is silent but is expected to return with a black gospel format, and that may have happened already by the time you receive this tape. 1040 WJHR, new station in Flemington, New Jersey, has reportedly been heard testing with unmodulated carrier, but extensive further monitoring reveals no other activity, so possibly this was a one-time site test, but it does mean this construction permit is still alive. 1040 WYSL, Avon, New York. Their construction permit to move to this frequency from 1030 is on the air. They are presently running with just 625 watts, non-directional in the daytime only, but they expect their full-time operation, which will be 2500 day, 500 night U4, to begin sometime in September. On 1060 KNSN, Chico, California, we told you about the call swap between 1060 and 1290. This has also left 1060 off the air. Their assigned call now KNSN, and KPAY programming and call has moved to 1290. 1060 is silent. 1090 CKRX in Lethbridge, Alberta, gone from AM. They've moved to 95.5 FM. On 1130 WKIJ in Parrish, Alabama, this station had been canceled and the call deleted by the FCC, but it's back. They evidently have been reinstated, although no formal announcement was ever made by the FCC, but the station's data has returned to the FCC's database, and so we're assuming that even though it is silent, it is now a station once again. So if you have a written log, add this to the log. They are 1000D1. 1150 WRRR, Rockford, Illinois, license canceled, call deleted. 1180 WMYT, Carolina Beach, North Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. Something interesting happening in Newburgh, New York, WGNY has moved back to their former frequency of 1220. The fate of the 1200 construction permit, which they were operating for a while, is unknown. If there's a member who lives in the Newburgh, New York area, whatever you can sniff out on this one, we'd be very interested to learn it. 1230 KWAS in Joplin, Missouri has gone silent. 1240 WPBQ in Flowood, Mississippi, this news station reported to be on the air. 1250 WKBR in Manchester, New Hampshire, this silent station is on the air once again, presently relaying the 92.5 station in Haverhill, Massachusetts, but expects to begin its own standalone format this fall. 1280 KARW, Longview, Texas. License canceled, call deleted as the FCC continues to clean out the old ones that have been off the air for a long time. 1420 KMHS in Coos Bay, Oregon. This station had been silent under their old call, KRSR. They are now back on the air. The owners of the station have donated the facility to the Coos Bay school system, and this station is now being run by students. 1460 KDON Salinas, California has gone silent. 1460 also KULA in Honolulu, Hawaii. The new FCC database shows the city of license being changed to Honolulu. Former city of license was Manuwili, and if you have a written log, you might want to make that change. 1460 WGUD Moss Point, Mississippi. License canceled. Call deleted. 1500 KCLF, New Roads, Louisiana. Same thing. License canceled. Call deleted. 1520 WTRI in Brunswick, Maryland. This station is silent. 1560 WTKN, Daleville, Alabama has returned to the air. 1570 WGSR, Millen, Georgia. License canceled. Call deleted. And finally on 1600 WCGO in Chicago Heights. This silent station, according to Ken Onishuk, has returned to the air. And we wrap up AM Switch this month with a little apology. We promised to see a lot of people at the convention in Delaware this year, but at the very last moment, as a matter of fact, the day before we were getting ready to leave for the convention, we had to go into the hospital for more emergency eye surgery, so that pretty much canceled our plans. Hopefully next year the gremlins will stay away, and we'll see y'all in Texas. We were able to be at the convention in a certain way. Some of the members in attendance who are also ham operators, as I am, call here is W8JV, Whiskey 8 Juliet Victor, set up a 75-meter station, and every night we had a schedule, so I was able to keep track of the comings and goings at the convention. And one night I got to talk to this guy. It wasn't as good as talking to him in person, but it was better than nothing. John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hey, sorry you weren't with us here in Newcastle. We're having one ball. Let me tell you here, this Ramada Inn has been a wonderful place to have a convention. You'll be hearing more about it, I'm sure, and on the After Dark series, too. We'll be having things like the meetings yesterday and the auction that was very successful. I have a couple of people in the audience, Doctor. Camille Petrecca, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're down here from Connecticut.
That's right.
And tell me, we're going to be doing the 1430 stations this morning. What comes to mind?
Well, we have WTTT in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Do you hear that? You're in where? You're not in Hartford, are you?
I'm right outside. I could throw a stone that would land in Hartford.
Don't do that.
No, I won't, but I could.
And do you get the station WTTT?
Uh-huh.
And they're not on at night.
No, they sign off at a weird time, like 6 o'clock, and then you can DX and have fun.
Hey, that's great. Okay, fine, Camille. We're delighted to have you here. And Mike Lance, this isn't your first time on these microphones.
No.
What do you got, 1430 down south?
We have WOIR.
That's way down in Florida, for heaven's
yeah.
sake. Where do
yeah.
you live?
That's in Homestead. I live on Miami Beach. But you can hardly get WOIR over there.
Oh, dear. Because one of the things we'll hear later on is how badly we have WOIR taped. I think friend Tim may have got that. I don't know. Tim does an awful lot of nice things for us. But this one, we're going to have to get you a select antenna or a long wire or something.
Right.
Good.
Oh, I don't care to listen to them anyway.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming up.
Okay.
Well, once again, we're coming to you live from the annual convention of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service in Newcastle, Delaware. This month on the travelogue, we're going to put some crazy glue on our tuning dial, so it'll stay set at 1430, and we'll travel across the eastern half of this great land on the October 1997 DX Audio Service travelogue.
WXAM, Buffalo, Hodgenville, Magnolia, Mount Sherman.
That's in the middle of Kentucky, by the way.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas. Opening statements got underway this morning in the murder trial of Susan Smith.
Oh, boy, remember that? From the middle of Kentucky to the western end of the state. Oh.
The Bosnian government isn't exactly thrilled with the Allies' decision to try to set up safe zones for Muslims but not send in ground troops.
And we're drawn now southward to the Memphis metro.
With all the smooth favorites, WEZI, Germantown, Memphis.
Now that was recorded in 1988. And if you pass through Memphis today...
This is CNN Headline News.
This is W News, WNWZ, Germantown, Memphis.
If you're a golfer, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah. Over to the state capitol now.
We play all the good stuff the big boys don't play. We're 1430 WHNK. Nashville's home of the country legend, WHNK, Madison.
And continuing off to the eastern end of Tennessee.
WJBE Knoxville. More prizes, more winners, and more music.
And no more time. And just 40 miles east of Birmingham.
When you need to know, we keep you informed. We're WFHK, Bell City, Alabama.
First it was baseball, then the hockey strike, now racehorse jockeys.
Oh boy, what next? We're going to be visiting this next city next month, Linda
and I. Currently in Panama City, it is 71 at News Radio 1430.
News Radio 1430 WLTG, Panama City.
CNN Headline News, I'm Don Harrison. The White House says it's got what it wanted. President Bush this morning gave a thumbs up.
And we're going to be giving a cleaner ID from them next month as a result.
From the top of Gainesville, a music leader speaks. Boxing 1430 WWLO.
Okay. Not strictly a legal ID, I know, but that's what they use, so that's what we got.
WOIR Homestead, 1430 AM.
Radio Continental.
Tu alternativa musical.
Cubriendo el área metropolitana.
El sur de Miami.
Y los callos de la Florida.
Con más música.
Okay, now, Mike, that was recorded from Miami, about 30 miles away. You think you could do any better?
I think so.
Okay, you give it. We'll see if we can get the TV interference out of it another time. That would be nice, too. Okay, let's move down toward the Tampa Bay area, just east of the city.
WLKF, Lakeland. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel.
And up to Tifton, Georgia.
This is the Talk of Tifton. WWGS, Tifton, Georgia.
Back in 1992, this is what Dale Hamm heard up in Georgia.
Don't touch that dial. The Dr. Demento Show is coming up at 5 p.m. on Covington's radio station, WGFS AM 1430.
Welcome Back, written by Burt Bacharach and Al David. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head was sung by B.J. Thomas in the hit movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Now, of course, Dale Hamm is the one who recorded that before he moved out to Texas. He's going to be hosting the National Radio Club Convention next year in San Antonio. We can hardly wait to take that river walk once again. Okay, that was from Covington, Georgia, and now just south of the city of Chattanooga.
This is Chris Stanley, CBS News, and you're listening to CBS Radio in Northwest Georgia. This is News Talk 1430 WLSQ, Dalton.
Who's believed responsible for yesterday's shootings at two Brookline, Massachusetts abortion clinics.
You know, Linda and I picked up this next update of that Dalton station on our way home from Knoxville, the convention just last year at Labor Day.
This is
WDAL, 1430 AM, Dalton.
Sin sonrisas.
La movilidad.
Isn't that awful? Let's head north.
You go. We're as close as your radio. 1430 WATP, Marion.
For our longest idea of this month's travelogue,
this is the Ford Broadcasting Network. AM 1140 WRNA, China Grove, Salisbury. AM 1370 WLTC, Gastonia, Charlotte. AM 1460 WRKB, Kannapolis, Concord. And AM 1430 WDEX, Monroe, Wadesboro.
USA Radio Network News, this is Ron Jenkins.
We were listening for that last station, of course.
1430 WRXO, Roxborough, and 97 Country, WKRX.
We just came by Roxborough on our trip north to come up here to this convention, and that's about as close as we could get to it. Now, let's see. Paul Mount came walking in this morning, and he brought us another North Carolina station. Paul, thanks very much. One we didn't have on tape of any way, shape, or form. Let's listen. What they say. They're at 1430 on the dial. Morganton, North Carolina. Thanks an awful lot, Paul. That's a real contribution. We'll add that to the collection, as we do with all the tapes that we get in from everyone. I should mention, by the way, that about one out of six IDs that you hear here was recorded by Mark Strickert out in Chicago, and he travels all over the country like Linda and I do all year, because last year we traveled 18,000 miles recording station breaks with us. Oh, well. Hey, we have a motorhome. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way of life. Okay, let's get back on line here. We're going to go up into Ashland, Virginia.
Yes, AM 1430, Ashland, Hanover, Richmond.
Now here's this week's devotional from the weekly devotional magazine, Family Walk.
And now here's a station well known to any career Navy man, I'll bet.
Marching to the top of the hour and the NBC News, you're listening to 1430 WNAV, Annapolis, Gambrels, Odenton, Glen Burnie, and Severna Park. It's 7 o'clock.
NBC Radio News.
We cross now to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
This is WBAM, Altoona. That West German pilot bent on peace gets 4 years in a Soviet labor...
Well, remember that when he landed that small plane right in the middle of Moscow?
WNCR, Newark, New York City.
That's very typical of NJR's programming. Let's head up now to the Southern Tier, as they call it in New York State.
Stereo 1430 WMRV AM Endicott.
Now, 10 years ago, son John picked up this next ID for us.
If the license plate on your limousine doesn't say Uptown, you didn't get the best. Uptown Limousine.
WME Endicott.
You're on the team. Sports Radio 1430. Binghamton's home for Imus in the morning. And all sports all the time.
AP Network News. I'm Bill Thompson.
And back in 1972, I taped this little gem.
WME Endicott. 5,000 watts and sounding like a million.
Isn't that a great slogan? Oh, gee, I
the Pioneer Valley's only home for sports is CNN 1430 WTTT.
1430 WTTT, Amherst, Northampton, and the Pioneer Valley.
News, I'm Lynn Vaughn.
And that, Camille, introduces us to New England. That was the one near you, right?
Right. They're doing a lot of public radio now. A
lot of public radio.
Right.
That's very interesting. Great. Well, we're going to move over to the eastern part of Massachusetts for this next one.
This is Bob Bowers for WWEL Medford.
Hey, you know, it occurs to me all the 1430 stations in all of New England are in Massachusetts. Yeah. This one, of course, is in a suburb of Boston. Oh, I love this older recording of that same station.
WHIL, 1430 on your AM dial in Medford.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, dear. Here's where they move now.
This is Boston's home of the original hits, 1430 WXKS Everett Boston.
And this last one on today's tape was a big station in its day at 50,000 watts.
It's 6 o'clock on CJCL Toronto, where news comes first. Good evening from the Telemedia News Center in Toronto. I'm Robert Conway.
Well, Linda and I thoroughly enjoyed ourselves here at the annual convention of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service in Newcastle, and being with so many of our old and new friends who share an interest in DXing on the AM radio band. It's not too early to say we'll look forward to seeing many of you next year in San Antonio, Texas. We'll start plugging that one, Fred. Oh, and speaking of plugging things, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, John. And hello, everybody. You know, we're going to begin wrapping up this series of band scan columns by going traveling. And we're going to be gone for 3 months. Heading out west, and my good friend and kindred spirit, Mark Durenberger, is doing the driving, and you're invited to come along as we check out the American Clears from the open road this month on Bandscan.
Hi again, DX Audio Service listeners, and thank you, Fred and Jim, for inviting me back. This is Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis with another Clear Channel Bandscan. Last year at this time, we brought you the results of a quickie band scan captured in the car on a one-night journey from Hooker, Oklahoma to Durango, Colorado. This year, we made a 3,800-mile trip out of it, a huge loop through the West, beginning in Minneapolis, down to Texas, west through New Mexico and Arizona, north through Utah to Idaho, where we turned east to head back home through Montana and the Dakotas. Our goal was to collect and share with you the audio signatures of literally every primary and secondary station on the United States domestic clear channels from 640 to 1560. We did pretty well, as I hope you'll agree, as we captured the station breaks of some 88 stations operating on the United States clear channels. Let's get underway now, beginning with that powerhouse on 640 from Los Angeles.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Ridiculous.
Thank you for being younger than 55. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Former Compton City leader going to prison. Good evening. I'm Terry Rayomer.
That was taken just about local sunset in southeastern Utah. And, of course, by then it was dark in the east, and so we went up the channel one notch and had little trouble bringing in 650.
Little Timmy Dickens and his Country Boys Band, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jimmy. Great show as always. Of course, we thank Jeannie Pruitt and Charlie Walker Wild Blue Country being with us here tonight on the Friday Night Opera. Clear Channel 650, WSN, in Nashville, Tennessee.
When the Federal Communications Commission broke up the Clear Channel stations, it meant that stations like WSM no longer were alone on the channel. The FCC drew a 750-mile protection circle around the towers of the original Clear Channel stations. Outside that protection circle, secondary stations were authorized, such as this one on Clear Channel 650.
It's 30 seconds after 9 o'clock on KMTI Manti with Tradio in the saddle now, and it's sponsored by Doyleson Ephraim, Rasmussen's in Gunnison, and Simmons in Manti.
KMTI Manti, Utah. Each of the Clear Channel stations, except for those in the central part of the country, have this same problem. For example, the venerable old 660, once the home of WNBC New York, now WFAN in New York, also has a 50,000-watt neighbor out west, as well as several other smaller stations encroaching on the channel. The interesting thing about 660 KTNN, the Navajo Nation in Window Rock, Arizona, is the station break in the Navajo language.
You're not in Kansas anymore. You're not in Kansas anymore, Nathaniel. You're in Arizona. KTNN, the Window Rock, the Auto Dinana, Biate, Banana Dungiri, Nido, Kuro, KTNN, the Akonana DDJ, Hunters Point Boarding.
Well, we never did really well with 660 WFAN New York. It came beating through the ether, but not as well as we would like it to have.
Local baseball, Montreal beat the Mets 5-4, Baltimore down the Yankees 10-6. More after NBA basketball at WFAN New York.
You know, considering the route we took on this trip, we certainly had a lot of opportunity to bring the station in a lot closer to New York, but for some perverse reason, we had to try to make this one a target while we were camping in Idaho. This 660 signal popped up, not surprisingly, as we crossed the border into Minnesota. Up the dial to 670, because the primary station on 670 is in Chicago, WMAQ, that 750-mile protection radius doesn't leave as much room for other high-power stations. There is one, however, out west.
To go 67 KVOI Boise, celebrating 50 years of service to southwestern Idaho. From ABC News, I'm John Belmont.
Here's a 670 signature that was shoehorned in just on the very edge of WMAQ's coverage protection. Thanks to the loop antenna and the right kind of atmospheric conditions, we were able to bring this one in while we were parked in Montana.
This is AM 670, KLTC, Commerce City.
9 p.m. in the Mile High City. Hey there, this is Chris Harris right on here on the 670 KLTC.
And finally, the big gun itself, WMAQ Chicago. And we heard this well outside the predicted coverage area in western New Mexico.
It's happening now. You're hearing it now on WMAQ. We are all news. All day, every day.
WMAQ Chicago.
WMAQ News Time, 12 midnight. In the news this hour, an extra alarm fire late last night on West Grand Avenue causes damage.
680 is a domestic 1B channel, and as such is shared by several stations protecting each other at night. The dominant signal on the dial, however, comes from Oakland, California.
Thank you very much for joining us on a Monday. Our telephone number is 808-KNBR and Star Sports on your cellular phone system.
Well, I'll tell you, a signal like that that blankets 14 to 20 western states doesn't leave a lot of room. On our trip, the only other station of any significance that we were able to copy on 680 came from St. Joseph, Missouri. We captured this guy in eastern Montana.
680 KFEQ Radio and our great Indy 500 sponsors invite you to catch the Indy on the radio the way it sounds best. On the sports leader in St. Joseph, 680 KFEQ.
Up the dial we go now to 700, and most of us know that as the home of that Clear Channel powerhouse WLW. But there are a few peanut whistles on the band as well. We ran into one of them in Utah.
You are listening to KFAM, North Salt Lake City, at AM 700.
The weather forecast from KFAM and the U.S. Weather Service.
Well, I certainly didn't mean an insult to KFAM and calling it a peanut whistle. Only by relative power level was that term meant. Actually, there's a soft spot in my heart for those call letters. That's where I began. Not in Salt Lake City, but my first radio station was KFAM AM and FM, St. Cloud, Minnesota, many, many years ago. It was a pioneer station, the AM on the air in 1938, the FM a pioneer in 1948. The call letters were discarded upon the sale of the station, and here they are, showing up as a wonderful surprise to me in Salt Lake City. And now, between the time we recorded that and the time you're hearing this, the call letters are gone again. KFAM in North Salt Lake City has changed its call letters. And that's the latest development on 700, the home of the big guy.
Number one rated overnight radio program in all of North America. The Truckin' Bozo on 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
700 WLW News. Good morning. I'm Angie Iron.
We didn't have as much luck on 710, the 1B channel. The dominant station is in New York City. There's a station in Washington and literally stations all over the country, including in our part of the country, stations in Duluth.
Your station for Papa Joe is all scored 710 WDFM, Superior Duluth.
And, of course, the farm in Kansas City.
Our signal gets out there really far. The farm.
1922 to 1997, serving the Midwest for 75 years, Kansas City's oldest call letters, WHB, Kansas City, Missouri.
It is 9:29, and here's Miss Faith Hill, and You Can't Lose Me. We'll check weather with Tommy Bavacqua here in about 6 minutes.
Well, radio followers know about the changes in Kansas City, as WHB, the farm on 710, swaps with KCMO on 810. Hopefully, both stations will come out the better for this change. If you live in the far west, of course, you're familiar with KDWN Las Vegas, sharing 720 with Chicago. We had to use a loop antenna, which would allow us to tune out one station in favor of another, to differentiate between these two signals on 720. From our location, the night that we recorded 720, somewhere up in Idaho, if I remember correctly, we aimed the antenna in one direction to null out Chicago and to bring in Las Vegas.
That's the sports update. I'm Mike Ross from Jackie Gunn's Plaza Downtown, KDWN, Las Vegas.
We invite your participation on your talk of the West, KDWN.
Rotate the loop antenna about 90 degrees and look what happens.
All holiday weekend, win your family trip for four to Walt Disney World. We're giving away one a day for 25 days. 25 days of Disney from Radio 720 WGN Chicago. 9 o'clock, time for news.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Lyon.
Up the dial we go to 750. WSB in Atlanta is the primary station, but because of its location in the eastern part of the country, its protection circle runs out right about Nebraska, and so we found stations in the western part of the country on 750. This one started to come in pretty well in northern Arizona.
Heartland Radio, KOAL, 750 AM, Price, Utah.
The Atlanta primary station did pretty well, considering that we were on the other side of the Rockies at the time we were trying to capture it.
This is the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.
Braves Baseball, exclusively on News Talk 750 WSB. Atlanta's home of the Braves, the Hawks, the Georgia Bulldogs, the sports voice of the South.
As we move to 760, it's pretty hard to find a station to compete with WJR in Detroit, but we did find one on our trip through the West. We heard the Denver station on 760 while we were in western Colorado, and even though we were driving farther and farther away from Detroit, obviously the farther we got from Denver, the more the superior Detroit signal began to come back in.
Listen to business for breakfast. 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 6 to 10 a.m. on 760 KPLK Thornton, Denver.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Dorothy McIntosh.
From Utah with the loop antenna. On 760, we begin to expect to hear San Diego. But San Diego pours its directional signal out into the Pacific Ocean to protect the primary, WJR Detroit. Interesting to hear how WJR began to come back in that night, overriding everyone else.
This is the great voice of the Great Lakes. News Talk 760. WJR Detroit. An ABC radio station.
ABC News.
Our journey through the West gave us three choices on 770. Of course, there's the flagship station in New York. We were able to copy that quite well from the southeastern corner of Idaho. And by turning the loop antenna, we were able to do a very nice job with KOB in Albuquerque, also known or legally known as KKOB. The third station on the dial, one of many other small stations on 770, was Miles City, Montana. Here they are, in order.
Right now, it is 63 degrees going down to 57. On your radio, it's 77. I'm Allison Slater, WABC News.
Now, find out what people really think.
You're listening to New Mexico's Big One, broadcasting live from Radio Center in the SunWest Bank Building. News Radio 770, KKOB, Albuquerque.
From ABC News.
Custer County Cowboys and Cowgirls on contemporary hit radio, KATL, Miles City.
From ABC News, I'm John Belmont.
And finally on the 700s, we go to 780. No contest, WBBM in Chicago. We did our best to pull Reno in, but had no luck. So here's the primary on that 1A clear channel.
And a truck rental agent identifies Timothy McVeigh as the man who rented the Ryder truck used in the Oklahoma City bombing. CBS News is next at exactly 8 o'clock.
All news, all the time.
WBBM, Chicago.
News, I'm Nick Young.
Well, there's part one of our Clear Channel band scan. I'm Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. We'll be back to continue our Clear Channel band scan next month. Till then, good listening, the Xers.
The Country Fun Squad on your dial keeps you toe tapping all day long. Dial 1280 on your radio, and you know you can't go wrong.
KFOX 1280 in Long Beach.